This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with Faith Alicia, who has been on a 7-year path of recovery from an eating disorder. When not managing her husband's medical practice or handling things for one of her 3 kids, she escapes to the confines of her home office to write romance fiction published under a pseudonym. Her new book is Do You See What I See? It's an interactive workbook of personal reflection, strategies, and tools for anyone suffering from an eating disorder. And Faith, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, certainly looking forward to hearing from you. I'm sure listeners are anxious as well. So tell us, Faith, what inspired you to write Do You See What I See? Talk to us about that.
Sure. It was actually 9 years. 9 years ago, I entered treatment for my eating disorder. And when I was in treatment, we had an art therapist, and she would have us draw based on prompts she would give. So it kind of took on a life of its own for me, in that I would draw what I wanted to based on some kind of reflection I read in the morning. And what I was coming to find as I was, you know, on the beginning journey of recovery, that most of the books out there were for, you know, were written by authors who had recovered from their eating disorders. And for me, that was a really high bar to reach, because I was still, you know, stuck in the depths of it. And for me, it was like, well, I'm never going to get there. So in my mind, I thought, how cool would it be to make a book that's interactive, that it's more of a one day at a time process, a journey of self-discovery and self-awareness. And it more focuses on we, because we can't recover on our own. It has to be done with support, and make it more interactive and more of a journey rather than a destination. And that's been helpful for me regarding my journey thus far.
Now, Faith, what is self-care, actually? A term that is often spoken about in eating disorder recovery. Get into some of the details there.
Sure. Self-care is crucial. And self-care means putting my needs first. Being a mom, you know, a wife, managing an office, I had always put everyone else's needs first. And I would think it's selfish. Well, I have to take care of this for this child and this for my husband. But what I've learned is, if I don't, you know, it's like that whole airplane metaphor. If I don't put the oxygen mask on myself first, I'm not going to be able to breathe and suffocate enough to help or to do anything that I need to get accomplished. So I must take care of myself first. And in doing that, it's important to find out, well, what are my needs? Because at the beginning, I had no clue. I was so lost in codependency. You know, I come from a family of addiction. There was recovery, but, you know, it's just a lot of addiction in the family. So I, you know, work the 12 steps of Codependency Anonymous. And what I learned with my therapist is we really went into our needs and figuring out what my needs are so that I can get them met. And being able to do that meant digging deep, going under, you know, layers and peeling away the onion to emotionally, you know, get where the pain was and shame and, you know, the feelings of abandonment, just all of those feelings that were underneath, just hiding underneath all the symptoms of the eating disorder and anxiety. So I really had to dig deep and get under that so I could figure out what are my needs and how can I get them met. And getting them met is with self-care. Once I know my needs, then I can, you know, pay attention to them by taking care of myself to meet my needs.
Thanks for your input there. Now, even taking that further, why is self-care so important when recovering from an eating disorder?
Yeah, for me, I think of myself kind of like a hybrid car. I need to, you know, I sleep well, and I need to recharge with meditation in the morning. I just need to center myself. You know, having an anxiety disorder as well, as soon as I wake up, my mind is on a loop, ready to go, go, go with, I got to do this, I got to do this. So I wake up and just stop. I center myself with meditation, refuel myself with positive affirmations. You know, I also belong to support groups, nourishment, very important, journaling. And what I find is if I put others first, I'm just sacrificing myself. So it's just the more I give to others and not myself and refuel the emptier my tank becomes until I'm completely physically and mentally exhausted, let alone emotional, because I'm not taking care of myself. So then there's anger at myself and others. Like, why do they get all the attention? What about me? Don't I deserve to be taken care of as well? But I'm the one that has to take care of myself today.
Well, we can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today and looking forward to hearing further today. We're speaking with Faith Alicia, who has been on a 7-year path of recovery from an eating disorder. Her new book is Do You See What I See? That is an interactive workbook of personal reflection strategies and tools for anyone suffering from an eating disorder. And she joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Addiction Prevention and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, what have you found to be the most beneficial tool to aid in your recovery?
Well, the book is filled with many tools and strategies. And just as no two eating disorders are the same, I don't believe that any two recovery journeys are the same. So we really have to find what works for us. For me personally, it's been digging deep with a therapist who specializes in eating disorders, which I think is very important because they understand the nature of the beast that is an eating disorder, as well as mindfulness training. I did the 8-week mindfulness-based stress reduction course, and that has really helped me, especially with anxiety, to just be in this moment, live mindfully. Tomorrow's tomorrow. I'm just focused on what I need to do to take care of myself today, as well as self-compassion. I never had self-compassion. If I spoke to others the way I spoke to myself, I would have no friends. So what I've learned is I need to be kind to myself. And with, you know, the mindfulness and just talking to myself differently, and gratitude helps with that. I'm grateful for the littlest of things now, the smallest of things, things that I used to overlook, but the simplest things. I have so much to be grateful for. And connecting with like-minded others, you know, I think it's important to have support when we're in recovery or on any, you know, self-discovery journey. I think it's important to connect with others who have the same interests. And I guess spirituality is, you know, trying to replace those old tapes that used to tell me I'm not capable, I can't do it. Now telling myself, yes, I can, because I have done it. My actions prove that I can do what my mind tells me I can't. So just letting that sink in and telling myself, yes, I can. I deserve, which is something I used to not think I did, but I deserve and yes, I can are big ones. And that has not come easily. I don't say this for people to think, well, I can't get there again. It's not a destination. I'm still on a journey of recovery, and I plan to be one day at a time continuing to learn about myself and create awareness and discover new needs and fulfill those needs. It's just a lifelong process, and I'm so grateful to be on this path now. It's so much better than the path of ruin that the eating disorder had me on. It was very dark, very black and white, and now there's so much color in my life. I'm truly blessed.
Really good to hear that, and I'm sure you've inspired someone tuning in today, no doubt about that. Now, how much do you think societal pressures play into disordered eating?
I'm going to say enormous. Society, I know in Western culture, our society tells us that we have to be thin to be pretty, otherwise we're not desirable. And, you know, just at what point is trying to attain a perfection that doesn't exist enough? You know, we all have different shapes and sizes, and we have to embrace who we are, what we are. And the more I tune into my insides and my heart and just being a good person, doing the right thing, the outside becomes less important because it's really nurturing that little child within that really always felt kind of on her own. And gratitude comes into play here as well. I used to always read the tabloid magazines, and I no longer do that. It's not healthy for me. I don't think it's right to, you know, look at people and say, well, who looks better in this? For me, that's judgmental, and why can't they both look pretty in the same thing? They're different people, and we're all different, and why can't we just be accepted for who we are? So I think society plays a lot of pressure, especially with social media, and I tend to subscribe to channels and people who are on a, you know, more of a spiritual journey of more discovering the inside rather than focusing on the outside.
Well, I certainly do agree with the points you've made right there and some good ones at that. Thanks so much. Now, do you believe a person can actually recover from an eating disorder alone?
I will say no. Like any other addiction, it's not really diagnosed as an addiction, but I tend to view mine as coming from a family of addiction. An eating disorder is very conniving and manipulative. So in a sense, it brainwashed me. And I, you know, my husband could be sitting there and I would sneak and engage in behaviors and he would have no idea. And then it was feelings of shame. Well, why am I doing this? I can't stop. What's wrong with me? Why can other people do it, but I can't? And the reason is because we can't do it alone. Usually, you know, in treatment, we speak of a treatment team made up of a therapist, a psychiatrist, and a dietitian. And it's important to have people that understand eating disorders, as I said before. You know, just ruling out, there's a lot of, you know, comorbidity with eating disorders. So people might have depression, anxiety disorders. So you want to make sure that, you know, physiologically we're taking care of what needs to be taken care of by, you know, a medical doctor, a psychiatrist, therapy to help us dig deeper and really get underneath, figure out our needs, work through some of that past pain and trauma, which is not easy. But, you know, I've, like I said, this has been 9 years and I'm still peeling away layers of the onion. But I can say that once you start getting to the core, I start to feel lighter inside and can feel that lightness shine. And, you know, we were just talking a second ago about societal pressures of ED, and I just wanted to throw in that men make up 25% of those who suffer. So eating disorders do not discriminate against gender, race, or age. It's very important. And also, when we're looking at, you know, criteria, that most people don't fit into exactly, you know, one criteria of anorexia or bulimia. So it's easy to look at the symptoms and say, well, I don't have all those, so I don't have an issue. If it is, you know, if the behavior, if you have an unhealthy relationship with food and it's impairing your functioning, it's something to maybe look into and delve deeper into with a professional.
Faith, really do appreciate your time spent with us here today. And I'm sure listeners are definitely going to want to tap into this book, Do You See What I See? Where can listeners get further details online, and not only online on the book, but on yourself, as well as where can they best pick up the book as well?
Sure. I have a website, www.faithalicia, and it's ELICIA.com. I'm also on Instagram at FaithAliciaG, and I'm also on Facebook on Faith Alicia. And all the books are sold on Amazon and really any platform it's available. And I love to connect with readers. So on my website, I do have, you know, to reach out, because I just love supporting others going through this. I love getting support from others going through this. And I just think it's a great way to build community and support for each other.
Well, we certainly appreciate your support in these regards, and again, for your time today. It is FaithAlicia.com. Faith, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed being here, and I hope that everyone has a wonderful day and just take a deep breath and just focus on something that you're grateful for, because there is so much we overlook, and the smallest things build up to just to bigger greatness within us.
Certainly some valuable advice as we conclude today. Really do appreciate that. We've been speaking with Faith Alicia, the author of her new book, Do You See What I See? That is an interactive workbook of personal reflection strategies and tools for anyone suffering from an eating disorder. And for all the details, visit FaithAlicia.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.